Why Flip 7 went viral and 6 push your luck games to play next. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Flip 7 went viral because it compresses the entire, just one more card, thrill of blackjack into a 20-minute game anyone can learn in under a minute and play with up to 18 people at once. The rare party weight card game that earned a 2025 Spiel des Jahres nomination. If you love it, the 6 best push your luck games to play next are Ink and Gold Diamond, Can't Stop, The Quacks of Quedlinburg, Deep Sea Adventure, Welcome to the Dungeon, and No Thanks. Some games earn their hype slowly. Flip 7 did it in a single round: flip a card, flip another, push too far, bust, and immediately demand a play again. It is the kind of game that turns a quiet dinner table into a chorus of groans and one more hand. And that instinct is exactly what makes the whole push your luck genre worth exploring. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzle Week at no additional cost to you. What is Flip 7? And how does it actually play? Flip 7 is a press your luck card game designed by Erik Olsen and published by the ARP in 2024. The deck is 94 cards, mostly number cards from 0 to 12 where the quantity matches the value, 1-1-2-2s, 3-3s, all the way up to 12-12s. On your turn you make one decision over and over, hit or stay. Each card you flip adds its face value to your round score. The catch is brutal in its simplicity. Flip a number you already have in front of you and you bust, losing everything for that round. Stay before that happens and you bank your points. First player to 200 across multiple rounds wins. The hook in the name is the bonus. Collect 7 unique number cards without busting and you score an extra 15 points. And end the round for everyone. That single rule transforms every flip near the end into a held breath event. Why did Flip 7 go viral in 2024 and 2025? Flip 7 hit a sweet spot almost no other game occupies. It teaches in about a minute, plays in about 20, and scales from a couple of friends up to 18 players. That last number is the secret weapon. Most great card games cap out at 4 or 5, but Flip 7 turns a crowded holiday table or a classroom into a single shared game. It also rides the most reliable feeling in all of gaming, the just one more card reflex. The Spiel des Jahres jury described it as a game that with simple means awakens greed, schadenfreude and thrilling tension. Watching someone flip their 7th card to nail the bonus or bust on the very last one produces big loud table moments, and big table moments are what spread on social video. The blackjack DNA helps too. Almost everyone already understands hit or stay, so there is no rules barrier between a newcomer and their first agonizing decision. Did Flip 7 win the Spiel des Jahres? No, Flip 7 was nominated for the 2025 Spiel des Jahres, the German Game of the Year, the most influential award in the hobby, but the top prize went to Bomb Busters by Hisashi Hayashi. Flip 7 shared the nominee shortlist with Bomb Busters and Crackle Oracle. That is still a remarkable result. A nomination from this jury is a career-defining honor, and for a fast, light card game to land beside heavier titles signals how genuinely well-tuned Flip 7 is. The nomination, plus a German language edition from Cosmos in 2025, pushed it onto shelves and game night tables far beyond its initial English release. What is a push-your-luck game exactly? Push-your-luck, also called press-your-luck, is a genre built around one tension. Every time you act, you gain a little more reward and edge a little closer to losing everything. You are never forced to stop, you choose to stop, which means every bust feels like your own fault and every big score feels earned. Flip 7 is a card flipping version. Other classics use Dice Can't Stop, Bag Drawing, Quacks of Quedlinburg, or Shared Communal Risk, Ink and Gold. The mechanism changes, the gut feeling does not. If the moment you loved in Flip 7 was hovering over that last flip, every game below is built to recreate it. What is the closest game to Flip 7 for the same crowd? Ink and Gold, sold in some regions as Diamond, is the closest cousin in spirit. It is a simultaneous, communal push-your-luck game for 3-8 players where everyone explores a ruin together, grabbing treasure as cards are revealed. Until a second copy of a hazard sends everyone still inside home with nothing. Like Flip 7, it teaches in a minute, plays in 20-30, and handles big groups beautifully. The twist is social. You are all reading each other, deciding whether to stay in the temple one more card while watching who else loses their nerve first. It is the natural we loved Flip 7, what next purchase? What is the best pure push your luck game with no cards at all? Can't Stop, the 1980s Sid Sackson classic, is the genre in its most distilled form. You roll four dice, pair them into column numbers and advance up a board, but you may keep rolling as far as your nerve allows. Bust on a bad roll and you lose all the progress you risked that turn. What sets Can't Stop apart from bag or deck-driven games is that there is nothing between you and the dice. No engine, no economy, just raw probability and your own greed. It is decades old and still one of the best on-ramps to teaching why stopping is the hardest skill in the genre. What is the deepest game for someone who wants more strategy? The Quacks of Quedlinburg is the step up when a group wants push your luck with real strategic meat. It won the 2018 Kennerspiel Des Jahres, the connoisseur's game of the year. And you play a charlatan brewing a potion by pulling ingredient chips from a bag, pushing for a bigger, higher scoring brew while dodging the white cherry bomb, chips that blow up your cauldron if you draw too many. Between rounds, you spend your winnings to reshape your own bag. So the Press Your Luck core sits on top of a satisfying buy-and-build engine. It runs longer, around 45 minutes, 2 to 4 players, and asks more of you than Flip 7, which is exactly the point for a group ready to graduate. What is the best small, portable push-your-luck game? Deep Sea Adventure packs enormous tension into a tiny box. 2 to 6 divers share a single dwindling oxygen supply as they descend after treasure. The more loot you carry, the slower you move and the more air everyone burns. Linger too long and you drown, dropping all your treasure to the seabed. The genius is the shared resource. Every diver who stays greedy drains the air for the whole table, so the pressure is collective and gleefully passive-aggressive. It is cheap, pocket-sized, plays in about 30 minutes, and is one of the best travel and pub games in the genre. What is the best bluffing-flavored push-your-luck game? Welcome to the Dungeon turns Press Your Luck into a game of nerve and bluff. Players take turns either adding a monster to the dungeon or removing a piece of their hero's equipment. Each addition raising the danger, each removal weakening whoever eventually has to dive in. Push the others too hard, and you might be the one forced to face a dungeon you can no longer survive. It is fast, mean in the friendliest way, and adds a layer Flip 7 does not have. You are pressing other people's luck as much as your own. Great for groups that enjoy a little chicken game psychology. What is the lightest filler that scratches the same itch? No Thanks is not a classic flip and bust game, but it lives in the same family of agonizing small decisions. Cards worth penalty points are revealed one at a time, and on your turn you either take the card and its points or pay a chip to pass it on. Run low on chips and you are cornered into eating cards you desperately do not want. It is tiny, plays in about 20 minutes and produces the same table tension as Flip 7. The constant negotiation between I can hold out a little longer and I have to act now. A perfect warm-up or palate cleanser between heavier games. Which of these should I buy first? If you want the most direct Flip 7 successor for the same big, casual group, get Ink and Gold Diamond. It is the same communal nerve in a slightly richer wrapper. If you want pure, timeless push your luck, get Can't Stop. If your group is ready to graduate to something with strategic depth and replay value, the Quacks of Quedlinburg is the standout. For travel and pub nights, Deep Sea Adventure is unbeatable for its size, and Welcome to the Dungeon or No Thanks. Round out a shelf with bluff and filler. None of these replaces Flip 7, they extend the feeling it gave you in different directions. Final verdict. Flip 7 deserves the hype. It is one of the cleanest, most scalable push-your-luck designs ever made, and a Spiel des Jahres nomination confirms it is more than a passing social media moment. But it is a gateway, not a ceiling. Once the deck feels familiar, Ink and Gold keeps the big group thrill, Can't Stop delivers the purest version of the genre, and the Quacks of Quedlinburg shows how deep press-your-luck can go. Frequently asked questions. Why is Flip 7 so popular and addictive right now? Flip 7 is popular because it pairs an instantly familiar blackjack-style hit-or-stay decision with a 1-minute teach, a tilde 20-minute playtime, and support for up to 18 players. That combination triggers the just-one-more-card reflex over and over while scaling to almost any group size, which is why it spreads so fast on social media and at game nights. What kind of game is Flip 7? Flip 7 is a push-your-luck, press-your-luck card game in the style of blackjack. Players repeatedly flip number cards to build a score, busting and losing a round if they flip a number they already have, and choosing when to stop and bank their points. Did Flip 7 win a Spiel des Jahres in 2025? No, Flip 7 did not win. It was a nominee for the 2025 Spiel des Jahres. But the main award went to Bomb Busters. Flip 7 was shortlisted alongside Bomb Busters and Crackle Oracle, which is still a major honor for a light card game. How many players can play Flip 7? Flip 7 supports 3 to 18 players, which is unusually high for a card game and a big reason for its appeal. This makes it well suited to large gatherings, classrooms, and holiday tables where most card games cap out at 4 or 5 players. How long does a game of Flip 7 take? A game of Flip 7 typically takes about 20 minutes. Individual rounds are very fast, and the full game runs until a player reaches 200 points across multiple rounds. What is the Flip 7 bonus rule? The Flip 7 bonus awards 15 extra points to any player who flips 7 unique number cards in a single round without busting. Achieving it also immediately ends the round for all players, making the 7th flip the most dramatic moment in the game. What games are most like Flip 7? The game most like Flip 7 is Ink and Gold, also sold as Diamond, a communal push-your-luck game for 3 to 8 players with the same fast teach and big group energy. Can't Stop, Deep Sea Adventure, and No Thanks also deliver a similar hit or stay tension in different formats. What is the best push-your-luck game for big groups like Flip 7? Ink and Gold Diamond is the best push-your-luck game for big groups after Flip 7, supporting up to 8 players with a simultaneous social explorer flea decision. It keeps the party energy while adding the tension of reading when everyone else will lose their nerve. What is the best push-your-luck game with more strategy? The Quacks of Quedlinburg is the best push-your-luck game for players wanting more strategy, winning the 2018 Kenner Spiel des Jahres. It layers bag building and an upgrade economy on top of the press-your-luck core, rewarding planning between rounds rather than pure nerve. Is Flip 7 good for kids and families? Yes, Flip 7 is good for families and is recommended for ages 8 and up. The rules are simple enough for children to grasp in one round, while the constant risk-reward decisions keep adults engaged at the same table. What is the difference between Ink and Gold and Diamond? Ink and Gold and Diamond are the same game sold under different names and editions, designed by Alan R. Moon and Bruno Fedotti. Diamond is the original European title. Ink and Gold is a common English-language release with only minor art and component differences between printings. What is the cheapest game to play after Flip 7? No Thanks and Deep Sea Adventure are among the cheapest follow-ups, both typically priced low and packaged in small boxes. They deliver the same holdout or act tension as Flip 7 in fast, portable, budget-friendly formats. Is Flip 7 just blackjack? No, Flip 7 is not just blackjack, though it borrows the hit or stay decision. Instead of beating a dealer's hand to 21, you avoid flipping a duplicate number, chase a 7 unique card bonus, and race to 200 points across rounds, which adds set collection and special card layers blackjack lacks. What dice-based push-your-luck game should I try? Can't Stop is the dice-based push-your-luck game to try first. A 1980 Sid Sackson classic. You roll and press your luck up a board with nothing between you and the dice, making it the purest and most teachable expression of the genre.